So please welcome Henry Schaufuss. So I get on the airplane, I take my seat. Next to me is a 2-year-old boy and his mom. And he's active. He's in action. He's yelling loud, like this. Go, plane, go! And I want Daddy! I've just got on the airplane and already I'm being taxed. And I'm looking at 5 or 6 more hours of taxing times. I look over at mom's. She's not paying attention. You know, she's okay with it. So I figure I got to do something, even if it's wrong. By the time we get there, I'm going to be a crazy man. You know, wild in the streets. So we got to do something here. So I lean over, and I whisper in the kid's ear, louder. They can't hear you up front. Well, you should have seen his eyes light up. I mean, he wasn't expecting that. He was getting the go sign, you know, the green light. Okay, so he gets with it. He raises it a notch, and now it's like, go, plane, go! I want Daddy! Oh, boy, who doggies? I lean over again. I whisper in his ear one more time. I say, that's it. Keep it up. You're doing great. Mm-hmm. And then I tell him, yeah, but you got to pick it up one more notch. You know, the pilot can't quite hear you. Uh-huh. So I tell him, give it all you got. So he's fired up now. And he gets up. Now he's standing on his seat. He's jumping up and down. And his face is red, you know, from all the yelling. And his ears have turned red. And now he pulls out all the stops. Go, plane, go! I want Daddy! Well, heads are turning. They're not just turning, they're snapping in our direction. The people right in front of us are spinning in their seats. Everybody on board heard that kid yell. Not only that, people out in the lobby and in the waiting area heard it. And 190 or 200 pairs of eyes were all focused on us. Except for me. I'm focused on the captain's the pilot's compartment. And then I see what I'm hoping for. A figure emerge in a flight officer's uniform. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're getting the result that I was working for, you know. Okay. Flight officer comes down the aisle, our direction. It's the captain. And he stops when he gets to our row. And he's kind of a tall guy. He's like 6'4", and pretty well built. It reminded me of Clint Eastwood. He looks down at the lady, at mom's, and she looks up at him. He's not happy. He's not smiling. He's kind of tight-lipped, just like Clint. He's very calm and very deliberate in his manner. He says to the lady, come with me. Bring the boy. Well, this is the voice of authority speaking. know, she can't, she's not going, she can't argue with that. And he's very authoritative, and he's the captain. And you've been given an order, and there's nothing you can do. Follow the order. So very reluctantly, she gets up and takes her boy by the hand, and off they go up the aisle to the front of the airplane. At the door, they do a column left through the tunnel into the waiting area. He's escorted them off the airplane. Now he turns them over to the personnel in the waiting area, and he comes back on the airplane. Goes up and takes his seat in his pilot's seat. They close the door, and we start taxiing out to the runway. And we get to the runway, and he lines up for the takeoff. And he holds there for a few seconds, and then he pours the coal to the engines, and we start rolling. And as we start rolling along, he makes a little announcement over the intercom. Very calm, very deliberate. Go, plane, go! And the response from the 200 passengers or whatever on board was great. We all responded. We're all happy now, 200 happy passengers. And we all responded in unison. Go, plane, go! And off we went into the wild brown yonder.